your long-awaited girly episode that Heidi promised a long time ago. Yeah, very, a very long time ago, but here it is, and Heidi's finally here for you. Before Heidi carries on, it's about 1 in the afternoon, and Heidi should be in school, but she's not. But she's not, because Heine's sick currently, and how Heine's sick is that she has a fever, so her brain's completely burnt, and so basically if she makes any mistake, it's because of the fever. But besides that, by now normally Heine would be replying to comments. But since Heine hasn't done the show for so long, some of the comments don't apply. But in the next show, Heine will definitely reply to comments. Heine has been reading your comments, though, and that is one of the reasons why Heine is back and doing a show and not procrastinating. And also some new fans who keep asking when Heine is doing a new show, and the old fans. So thank you guys for still coming back and listening to Heine, and it's just absolutely loving you guys. And he's glad you were listening, and he's surprised when she's gone for so long. Oh, speaking of which, on the little side session where it's like fans of this show, it has grown surprisingly a lot. Heine hasn't done the show in so long, but it has grown. Heine is really surprised. Really happy, though. So thank you guys so much. Thank you for the shout-outs. And Heine has listened to some of you guys' podcasts. And wow. Heine has to say they're a lot better than Heine's. But that's okay. Some fill-ins for today. I can't think of what to talk about. So today's our girly episode, and Heine was recently looking over her podcast schedule for today's show, and Heine realized, wow, she didn't remember a thing of what she wrote. And Heine couldn't figure out what some of them were, but don't worry, Heine made a new one for you guys, and hopefully you'll enjoy today's show, and it's for the girls, and maybe a little bit of guy, maybe. But it's fun, so Heine hopes you enjoy today's show. Heine can't think right now too well. News. Hopefully Heine will stop procrastinating in the near future and do shows, but this might be the only show Heine doesn't have time on the weekend to do a show for you guys, because exams are coming up, so Heine needs to study, but if Heine can, she will. Request for next show is always welcome. J-Rock, J-Pop, all guys, all girls, your choice. Just throw in the comments, and Heine will reply to comments again in the next show. Moving on, your first song for today is from the oh-so-lovely Tommy February 6th, and the song is called Lovely You Memiru Lovely Boy, and started off with the girly episode, just something absolutely enjoyable and absolutely happy sounding. And very girly. So here it is, Tommy February 6th. Lovely, you memiru, lovely boy.
Yeah,
And that was Tommy February 6's Lovely Yume Miru Lovely Boy, and Hane hopes you enjoyed that song. So moving on, recently Hane's been really interested in Japanese fashion magazines, and just Hane really wanted to see the styles they have and the clothing they have and just the way they mix and match. And Hane picked up a few random ones, just, you know, whatever looked cute and looked cool. Whatever looked fine, it all works. And the first one Hane is going to talk about is called Cutie. And a lot of it is, you know, on the adorable, cute side, but normal enough you can wear outside. It also has punk style and everything like that, but a lot of it are, you know, it's really cute clothing, like t-shirts with strange patterns on it and such. But before that, what Hane's noticed in a lot of these magazines, what they like, the Japanese like to do, is they like to go out on the streets and take pictures of people. Just, probably not random, but, you know, whoever they see with that month's kind of style, mixed matching clothing. But they do that, and they also, you know, kind of give advice on this type of t-shirt would probably look good with this and this. And, but they show you hundreds of different shirts and pants and dresses, and then they show you 100 different pairs of shoes and then 100 different types of bags, and it's absolutely amazing. There's this wide selection that you can look at, and it also gives you an idea on how to mix and match to make you really stand out if that's what you that's what you like. You stand out, but it's not to stand out where people would think, how can someone wear it on the streets? It's something, wow, that looks really good. But yeah, so Hane suggests that. The next one, Hane would have to say, sorry, I was saying the next magazine. Hane just completely lost it there for some reason. But the next magazine Hane's been reading is called Gothic Lolita Bible. And some of you might have heard, it's fairly popular. And what it is that it focuses on the Gothic Lolita style, where, you know, people, they dress up like dolls, or it's really punkish style. And it's not all girl, but like a main proportion of it is the dresses, the jewelry. There's also jewelry for guys, and coat for guys, and all that, accessories for guys. But a lot of it's for girls. And it's not just about clothing, there's a lot of stuff in there. It talks some, like, a little bit about indie bands, not a lot, just random, and in Hane's issue, it's her first one, because, the store Hane goes to often recommended it, and, talks about Zuka Club, or, not clubs, but performances. It was really funny, it was hilarious. But another thing good about it, if you like making your own dresses, I'm just not sure if it's only in that issue she had, but they have patterns in it. In that issue, anyways. Hane's not sure about the other ones, but it's amazing, and Hane hopes to use it, hopefully. But it's really interesting. But besides that, just the fashion and style in it for Gothic Lolita, it's amazing. The pictures they take on the streets are just, wow. It makes you think, wow, people wear that on the streets. That's amazing. It really helps you get to know the Japanese culture a bit more, too. In a different sense, rather than just no sense. So those are two magazines Hane talks is top. Well, did talk about today. So, go ahead, go in and pick up some fashion magazines from Japan. Like, just randomly, just look at them and you'll be amazed. This Hane sure was. Hane's running out of time here for this song, so your next song is from Utada Hikaru Blue. is from Utada Hikaru Blue. Before I move on, sorry, Hana is beginning to lose her voice, and her throat is beginning to hurt a lot more than before, so if Hana's little talks are getting shorter, Hana apologizes. It's just that it hurts a lot more, but Hana's trying to keep up, so don't worry. Besides that, Hana came across, was looking at some of her friend's magazines from Shoujo Beat, and it's basically like Shonen Jump, and it really has manga in it, like single chapters each month. But they also cover the Japanese culture, and what one of the stuff really fascinated Hana was they were talking about cafes, and they're not like normal cafes, but they're absolutely gorgeous and amazing. So I'm just going to talk a bit about it. The first one is called Princess Heart, and it, as you can tell from the name, kind of talks about fairy tale stuff like princesses, mainly. And it's absolutely gorgeous. A lot of it, the setting is more of the fairy tale princess-like kind of setting for you, and also their food, the way they're shaped and how they're decorated is just very elegant, and even one of them has a glass slipper in it, so you can tell how it's like. But besides that, they also host birthday parties and events such as those. I can't even think properly right now. But it is definitely something you should be checked out of if you ever go to Japan. They also have a website, and you can find the link on the side where it says favorite links. And Tiny's little favorite links section, which is ever so growing. Feel free to check that out. The next one is called Swallowtail, and it's a more European tea cake shop. And it's more, like, feeling is more of a study. But it's nice because when you walk in, the greeting person says, "Welcome home." So it gives you a more homey feeling to it. But it's an absolutely gorgeous place, a nice calming place to relax and definitely to enjoy the European style in Japan and just the cakes and everything. And they do a lot with the tea. They named it after herons in literature, like Juliet, Ophelia, so it's definitely something to check out. The next one that Hana absolutely adores, the next cafe that Hana absolutely adores is called Bee Lily Rose, and what's so fascinating about this one is that the waiters are actually girls dressed up as guys. And it kind of reminds me of a host club. So definitely, if you enjoy seeing this kind of thing and just be all fangirly about it, definitely go check this out. Not a lot of us know like what they serve, I'm not sure, but they hold special events too there. And it's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. If you want to check out some of the pictures and how they're dressed and what some of the things they do, feel free to go on their website. Their link is also in the side section, so feel free to check that out. Okay, so the next song for you guys now is from Kaeda Kimura, and it's called Magic Music, and it's a very catchy song. Feel free to go check the cafes and the websites out, and have fun listening to the song.
I met a boy, photo of beautiful, the perfect on every day. He got a girl, looking for a motome. Anata no naka ni nemuru exciting. Okoshite ageru wa. I wanna get with you. Kutsu wo narashi, takaku, takaku, jump. みたい。スニーカーでどこでも It's okay 行けるよ Want to play 見てるだけでも So exciting 求めているでしょまだ終わらない I wanna get with you 普通を鳴らし高く高くジャンプしてあなたにかけるマジックミュージックいつまでも I wanna get with you
bothering Heine because it hurts a lot. But besides the point, oh yes, Heine is also gonna fix or spill over a bit. Princess Heart and Be Lily Rose at Two Cafes. Definitely go check the website out. And I was just re-looking at them again. They're so cute and just they're so much fun to look at. Definitely go check those out. So anyways, now Heine's gonna talk about two websites dealing with clothing. They're both in English, and you can definitely shop from them. And the first one is onatoko.com, which mainly deals with Japanese clothing, Japanese makeup, just, they mainly deal with Japanese stuff. their clothing are so cute. It ranges from adorable to very formal, and also very, what's the word for it? I can't think. But it's so cute. They have accessories, they have fun junk there, and so on. The prices there are a bit expensive. Like, you know, it's a little more pricey than the other places, but definitely well worth the price, in Heine's opinion. Definitely well worth the time to look at. So, the next one is called AsiaJam.com, and it's probably not all Japanese, and it isn't. Its main focus is just Asian style. It doesn't matter where it's really from, it's just the more Asia style they're going for. And they have a lot of stuff there as well, and it's definitely well worth the trip to look at. Their stuff is also pricey, but I'm not sure if it's more or less than onatoko.com or not. I guess it depends on what you buy and so on. But the fun thing of this one, they have a lingerie and stationery section. So feel free to go check those out, and both of them have sales and promotions going on from time to time. So sometimes the stuff is well worth the buy. And I hope you have fun though. See, honey can barely do a show today because her brain's not functioning properly. Besides that, your final song for today, your final two songs for today, the first one is from Tanaka Rie, I can't speak anymore, and it's called Soshite Sekai wa Kyou mo Hajimaru. And then the next one is from Orange and Lemons, it was a request from a while ago, and it's called Soremimi Cake, and it's also a song from the anime Asume no Dao. Hi! Thank you for listening today to this show, actually. And honey, I hope you guys have enjoyed it. And honey, we'll try to make another show for you guys soon. And please comment. And tell honey what you like. And so on. So have fun, guys. And see ya next.
Yeah.